Hey, we welcome to the program today Napoleon's head basketball coach, Jeremy File. Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, delighted to have you here. Now, when I saw the score this morning of your game with Leslie, I had to do a triple take, and I looked for confirmation. You guys just had a stinker last night.
Yeah, we just probably a game that hopefully we never will think about ever again. Probably won't watch film today on them. We just struggled. You know, it was one of those games where in today's society, these are the things that can happen. It's just like that. I think every coach in America has the same comment. I hope my kids play hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just how it is, I think. I think that some things that you see nowadays are better, and some things that you see nowadays, you know, you've seen a lot of basketball, and you say, wow, it doesn't look like they're playing very hard. We had those moments. You know, we've had some really good moments this year. We've had a couple bad ones. This was much like the Michigan Center game. Give Leslie credit. They played really, really well. We played really bad. You know, I didn't expect us to play that bad ever. As when I took over as a coach, and then our coaches were scratching our heads, and you just got to give them credit. But in the end, you got to look at the positive, and 11-3, one game back in the conference, so you kind of pick yourself up off the floor and you just keep moving.
Yeah, 11-3, you got to be pretty elated with that start.
Yeah, I think right now when you look at everything that's happened, how we started, we had a great football season. You know, Coach Ash did such a remarkable job. We had our guys a little banged up, and hey, that's the nature of this thing. You know, we've got three sport athletes, and there's no excuse to that. I think it actually helped us being successful in football, but we were a little banged up. We had no idea how we were going to start. We were very nervous about those first six. You know, the first game proved true. You know, we lost to Onsted, but we've seen a lot of things in that game. We were like, you know, we're pretty athletic. We're pretty fast in some areas. We're big. We're a very big team. And we won eight straight. And then we found a very good Michigan Center team. It was perfect timing. And they ran a tough court. You know, there's no other way to put it. And we just have to get better. And it's definitely remarkable, though, considering where we were last year. The last 2 years, we've won 15 games total. And right now we're on pace to hopefully winning that amount in 1 year. So we're happy. We're not content. That's one of the things we always say to our guys. We're happy, but we're not satisfied. We still want to win championships. So
sure,
we'll see what happens.
Well, no embarrassment to lose to Center. Everybody has, and everybody knew they were going to be a heck of a team.
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of good things. You know, Coach Gaddy and them have been outstanding this year. We watched them on film quite a few times, and they just play so well together. I think our conference has improved as a whole. You know, every night you come out and you got a team that is pretty athletic. I think Vandercook, we were really nervous about them. I thought that was a huge accomplishment for our guys. We lost twice to them last year, and this year we beat them twice. Our district is, you know, Greg, it's loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, our district is really, and they gave us a very nice welcoming in our first year of coaching. You got Concord round one, and then if you win, you know, most likely Michigan Center if they can get by EJ. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you got, you know, Chad down the road most likely if they can win. So it's not, you know, welcome to coaching, guys. This is what you get. So it's exciting, though. We're ready for the challenge. And
you, throw Lumen in there, and you know they're going to have, I know they don't have a very good record, but they've got some good athletes.
Oh, sure. You know, we've seen them. We scrimmaged them, and they've got athletes. They're going to be better at that time. You know, East Jackson gave us some problems at their place. So they're no one to look past. I mean, Hanover's got Vandercook first round. That's not a fun one for Chad and them. It's exciting. I think last night is a good teaching moment for us because we say a lot of different things about how do you handle success and how do you handle some failures. This will be really interesting to see where we go moving forward when you get beat like that. You know, are you going to throw in the towel or are you going to keep going?
Well, you were, you know, one of the all-time greats out at out in Hanover. Your rival year in and year out was Napoleon. You made the switch. How has that been?
You know, I could probably tell you about 100 funny stories. A real good one is when I, you know, we went to most of the football games and we walked in and a very nice lady said, "Mr. File, I used to hate your guts and now you're okay in our book now." So heard a lot of those type of things. And you hear on the opposite end, on the Hanover end, I think what has came out with that rivalry is it's pretty fun. You know, me and Chad still talk a lot. They've won a lot, and we wanted to just be right there with them. They've got some really good kids coming up, too, and, you know, a lot of these schools do, and so do we. Those were good times, you know, playing at Hanover because the competition was pretty strong, and you were a part of that run, Greg, so you remember how fun it was to watch those games. I think it brought a little bit of more intensity to the kids. I think that nowadays kids are so visual, and if they don't see it right in front of their face, they don't believe it. So when we had told them, yeah, we used to play in front of 2,000 fans, I think they rolled their eyes, and we have to show them, no, this is really what happens if you're good. So the Michigan Center game and the Hanover game were two games where, since we're better now, people show up. And I think that's really important, you know, for our kids that we're fighting and we're competing. And, you know, the game against Hanover, we played really well. You know, they played, they struggled, and we came out to win. And I don't see it being all that friendly when we go there March 1st.
Yeah, Jeremy, a lot of young kids in the league. I know Chad had a couple freshmen starting last night. East Jackson's got some real young kids playing that are pretty talented. It's, that's really a change, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think it's gotten a little more competitive as far as you have to do better. I mean, Greg, you've seen the changes over the years. I mean, now with social media and, geez, all the things that go into this thing, you know, you're expected to do so well, and everybody has an opinion now. So you almost have to be like, gosh, I got to bring up a kid that's going to help us right away. Maybe the pressure is more on to win now, you know, compared to what it was. I think that, you know, we've got three kids that are sophomores or below. That's usually unheard of for the most part, and especially at our school. You know, we're usually senior and junior led.
Sure.
We've got great leadership, though. But, yeah, you're absolutely correct. Some other schools that are bringing kids up. I think Grass Lake had two freshmen. One I've seen, you know, in the lab before, who's done a great job. Our area is strengthening a little bit. There's some good young talent. You definitely hit it right in the head.
And you don't want to bring those kids up if they're not going to play, if they're going to just sit there.
Right. You know, we've had a few sophomores and a freshman that we brought up, and he's played. They played. And we're all, they all have been pretty much active. You know, we played a lot of guys, and it's been a good little run so far. We've got a long ways to go. I mean, it's been a crazy year. I mean, I think that there's been a lot of talk about it because it's unique, I guess. But in the end, you know, you got to do the same things that any winning team does. You got to defend. You got to play hard. You got to play smart, and you got to stick together. So we'll see if we can get a little better at those things moving on.
Well, you play both Center and Hanover again right at the end of the year before the tournament. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, you know, I don't. I'm not overly thrilled about that. I would prefer not to play Chad the last game of the year before we go into districts. But I guess how you can treat it is we've been pretty competitive with our group. We say a lot of different things about, you know, every game matters. We treated the summer pretty serious, and a lot of teams don't. So, hey, you know, bring it on. Let's do it. Let's play Hanover last game. Let's play Center right before them. And then let's play Concord, who's really good. So, you know, hey, I guess this is what competition's all about. But if we don't get better, then you're going to be in trouble. And you can get exposed if you're not prepared to play.
Pretty fun when you're in a league. You've got three quality teams like this with Center 7-0, you guys 7-1, and Chad at 6-2, and probably throw a blanket over them.
Well, I think that what we found out is it's more competitive in just as a whole, where we kind of expected, you know, Chad and Hanover and Center to be very good.
Mm-hmm.
What we didn't expect was, wow, we've got Vandercook at the start of the year, and they were outstanding at that time, and they still are really good. They're very fast. They trapped the whole game. That was different. You play Grass Lake. They're very competitive. They're athletic. They're better. EJ's better. You know, we played Addison, the third place, Greg, and they gave us all we could handle in the second half. You know, they played hard. Manchester gave us a battle. I mean, we got them tomorrow. And I just think it's more competitive. It's just so much more competitive now than it has been as a whole. And I think that's what we want it that way. I think when that happens, you have to prepare better. So, obviously it's still a two-headed monster in our eyes. I mean, Hanover's won so much and Center's so good now. We're kind of just trying to get there. And I would say every other coach with those other teams is probably saying the same thing.
Well, you might catch a little break. You guys get to host the district. That's got to be a plus, isn't it?
Yeah. If we can play the way we did against Hanover Horton, having districts at home will help because we just played so well. You know, we had a good crowd. That's always a little bit of an advantage, I guess. But when you're playing against good competition, it really doesn't matter where you're going to play. We're excited about it, though. I mean, I think year one, we found that out, and we were excited. And then, of course, we found out who we played first. And then we thought we would possibly play second if we won. And we said, wow, this is not going to be much fun. You know, we better get better. But I think we have. You know, I think we've really improved. I mean, I think that people took notice. And then you look in the mirror and you say, okay, last night happened, though. Okay, you know, let's take a few steps back. We were getting a lot better. And then we went in reverse again last night. So it's a lot of learning, Greg, a lot of learning with this group. And it's been a lot of fun, though, I will say that.
And Monday night with Leslie, it's probably tough to get up for something like that.
Well, I think what happened was is Leslie not only played really well, but they're very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fast and athletic, and we struggle with a few teams like that. All three games we've lost this year, they were all very similar in a couple different ways. They were strong and fast, and Onstead was big, and that doesn't help when you're big, fast, and aggressive. Them and Hillsdale are right at each other, and Hillsdale's very good. I mean, we had plagued. I've seen enough of Brad Felix this year. I don't want to see him again for a long time. I mean, we had him this summer. We scrimmaged them in the fall, like we always have, and they're just tough. They're very good. So we struggle with those teams. We got to find a way to play against physical teams and still play fast and not turn the ball over. It looked like we were just wanting to give them the ball last night. I'm not really sure why. Maybe, like you said, on Monday night, I guess we could give them excuses, but in the end, you just have to play better. You have to be better prepared. They outplayed us and outcoached us. You know, we were outcoached last night, too. And, it's a learning experience.
Well, 11-3 and still in the chase to win a championship, you got to be pretty pleased where you're at right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're very happy still. I mean, last night didn't make us feel too good about ourselves, but I'll tell you what. It's how you handle adversity, and I think our guys will handle it the right way. And you know, there's no time to think about it now. You know, you got a tough schedule coming up. You've got Monday. Now it seems like we have Monday, Wednesday, Friday games, which is really different. I've never done that. You know, when I was a player around here, Greg, we never did that.
Uh-huh.
It's a little different. So yeah, Wednesday at home, Friday at home, and then you get a little break when you go to the following Thursday and Wednesday. So it's tough though. You know, it's a grind and. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks for stopping by, and best of luck the rest of the way. That should be a pretty incredible district out at your place.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, Greg. It's always nice to chat with you.
Yeah, take care. Jeremy File was taking over the operation at Napoleon.